O's on her way up. It's rare for an Asian actor to host a major entertainment award show. But next year, Korean-Canadian actress Sandra Oh will become the first Asian woman to host the Golden Globe Awards. On December 6th, NBC announced Oh, 47, as one of the hosts for Hollywood's Party of the Year. Many people were excited about this history-making moment. Sandra Oh brings wit, charm, and style to a room filled with the very best of film and television. It's sure to be another unforgettable, fun-filled night, said Paul Telegdy, co-chairman of NBC Entertainment. Many know Oh from the hit TV series Grey's Anatomy, a drama about a group of doctors who combine life-saving operations with attempts to make personal relationships work. Oh played a devoted doctor named Christina Yang on the show for nearly a decade. Her unique temperament won Oh 5 Emmy nominations and a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in a Series in 2006. On the show, Christina Yang created the most mainstream, non-stereotypical Asian character on television, according to the U.S.-based magazine Vanity Fair. Oh committed herself to portraying a real Asian to Western audiences. Young Asian actors who come up to me have a certain vibration, she told Variety magazine, and I'll continue doing everything I can to fill something that I know you need right now, that we don't yet have as a community. That goal is a major part of what drives her. After she left Grey's Anatomy in 2014, Oh took on a number of roles. For her part in the hit U.S. thriller Killing Eve, she won a nomination for Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series at the Golden Globes. Oh played an MI5 agent called Eve Pollastri, who hunts a killer named Villanelle. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Killing Eve really is unique because of O's wide-ranging, witty performance and her kinetic chemistry. It hasn't been easy for Oh to reach this point. She has had to work hard to prove that she has what it takes to be an artist. But she is also extremely capable of presenting Asian culture to the world. Koreans are ambitious, she told CNN News. It means a lot to my parents that I do the work that I do.